Good morning. We're going to have a week where the earnings releases are going to be dominated by the retailers, and of course we're interested in that because that lets us kind of take a look and see what's happening with the consumer. Let's start talking about Walmart. Walmart releases earnings tomorrow. Everybody's interested in those numbers. You may remember that Alan Greenspan used to follow a lot of statistics from Walmart because it's the pulse of the consumer. But today Walmart says that they may back out of the $2.4 billion acquisition of a South African retailer that they announced a few months ago. They've been really arguing with the unions down there. The unions are demanding that in order to preserve South African jobs, that they buy a specified percentage of their product from manufacturers located in South Africa. Walmart says if the government passes that rule or rules that way, that they will back out of the deal. But tomorrow we'll get the numbers from Walmart, both domestically and internationally, see how they're doing. This morning, JCPenney reported an incredibly strong number. Same-store sales up 3.8%. They beat Wall Street's estimates by about 4 cents a share in profits. They raised their full-year profit forecast. And what was interesting was what they attributed their sales increases to. It said it was because of significant increases in exclusive and private brand sales, such as Liz Claiborne and others. Lowe's also reporting earnings this morning. They're, of course, the number two home improvement company. Tomorrow, we get Home Depot. Lowe's numbers really not very good. Same-store sales down 3.3%. Total sales down almost 2%. They did not meet Wall Street's expectations in terms of earnings or top-line numbers. But when you dig into why their numbers were down, this time last year they had a very strong quarter, which was helped by some tax credits, some incentives from the government, first-time home buyers credit, as well as, we've already forgotten this, but this time last year, you get a cash incentive for buying certain energy-efficient appliances, and of course that's gone. So we learn once again what happens when you simply provide an incentive to somebody to do something and the incentive goes away. Guess what? We go back to reality. The market continues to be helped by several merger and acquisition releases this morning. One, a company that a lot of people aren't familiar with, a company called Joy Global, but they're a global manufacturer of excavation equipment, mining equipment, etc. They announced that they're buying Laterno Technologies for $1.1 billion in cash. Laterno makes mining, oil, and gas drilling equipment. This is on the heels of a few months ago. Deere announced that they were going to buy Bucyrus Erie, which is another company that dominates in mining and other types of excavation equipment. We see a consolidation going on there as worldwide there's an expansion in the demand for commodities such as copper and other things. And one other interesting thing, Yahoo has lost over 10% of its market value, about $2 billion in the last few days, because of a growing public dispute with a Chinese company, Alibaba, that they own about 40% of. It turns out that Alibaba has spun off a prime company, an online payment company, without notifying Yahoo, even though Yahoo owns 40% of the company. The dispute's gotten very ugly and very public, and has wiped out a significant portion of their market value. We'll talk tomorrow about Walmart and other retailers as they come out all week long. It's going to be an interesting week.
I guess so. You have to watch out who you do business with, or they may take over your part of your company.
Yeah, and what are you going to do if you're a partner with a privately controlled company in China? I mean, other than complain.
Yeah, which may be a government company, really.
That's true.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
That's John Taylor, Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Talk to John about your finances. He could talk to you, too, about some things that may open some doors to you. You give him a call, 782-2527. That's 479-782-2527. Or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.